Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. We've previously discussed the state of retail shopping on this show, examining what's next for shopping malls and other retail centers across the first state. But there's another highly competitive battle for consumer dollars that often sparks strong feelings among those doing the spending, the one waged by grocery stores. The first state grocery landscape will be getting a significant addition in the near future as Wegmans enters Delaware for the first time with its planned location in Greenville. Where will it fit in with all the others, ranging from Whole Foods and Trader Joe's to Acme and Giant, and even the likes of Walmart and Target? We asked our retail specialist, contributor Eileen Dalabrita, to take a look at the lay of the land, and her piece on grocery options is available right now at DelawarePublic.org. And she joined me earlier this week so we could check out what she found. Let's start with the elephant about to enter the room, Wegmans. There is an almost cultish devotion to this store among some of its devotees. For those who are unfamiliar with Wegmans, what is the big deal?
It is a big deal, Tom. They have they're slightly expensive, but not as expensive as a Whole Foods or a Janssen's Market or things like that. And they have an incredible variety of foods, of fresh, gorgeous, wonderful foods. They treat their employees very well. So you have a wonderful, happy staff waiting on you. They just have great, great value.
So what will Wegmans' presence mean for other grocery stores in the area? And is this likely just the beginning of Wegmans building a footprint in the first state?
I think that Wegmans is going to do very well here, and that they're moving to Greenville in Delaware based on the success of their Concordville store right over the Pennsy line. It means that everybody's got to step up their game, and that they always have lots of inventory. They have gourmet things. They have everyday things that you buy, such as really inexpensive dairy products because they're from upstate New York and they have their own dairy farms. So I think it's really a game changer.
And they are kind of competitive with almost everyone in the market. So let's kind of like break down the market a little bit. You know, where do the likes of maybe the more higher end folks like Trader Joe's, Fresh Market, Whole Foods fit in with consumers?
I think that we're going to see a lot of crossover. And one of the things that I was really struck by in reporting this story was just how far people travel or how many places they go to spread those food dollars around between farmers markets and specialty stores like Trader Joe's and also traditional grocers like ShopRite, that people go pretty far afield and they go to a lot of different places trying because our palates have changed. We're all foodies now and we want the best and we have our favorites and we go to the places that sell our favorites.
And like almost any store we do on shopping these days, I have to ask you about where do stores like Walmart and Target fit in? Obviously, they have a grocery aspect to them. What kind of impact are they having on this kind of overall grocery market?
They have a big impact, and Walmart in particular, which is having tremendous success with its curbside pickup. About 13% of Walmart grocery shoppers click and pick. They just go online, they buy their stuff, they cruise by and pick it up. They whether or not you shop at Walmart, Walmart saves everybody money because their prices are so competitive, and it keeps everyone on their toes.
And you also mentioned in your piece that there's some European names that are also kind of coming into our area as well.
They are indeed. Lidl from Germany and Aldi from Italy. They have smaller stores, maybe 20,000 square feet, about the size of a Trader Joe's compared to an Acme or a ShopRite or a Super G, which are more than twice that size. They don't have as much inventory, and they don't have as many choices in terms of brands, but they have very good prices. They're no frills. Bring your own bag. And it's a great place for an inexpensive, high-quality shopping experience.
So having talked about all this, Wegmans and Trader Joe's and Fresh Market and Whole Foods and Walmart and Target and Aldi, where do legacy stores like Acme, Super G, ShopRite stand right now? What do they do to stay competitive?
Well, right now they're offering delivery. I don't know how long it's sustainable, with everybody ordering online, and it's expensive to have people who work in the stores pick from the shelves, to squeeze the tomatoes, to smell the cantaloupes like we do when we shop, and then pay somebody to drive it to you and gas up that car. So right now, I think it's in flux. I think that we're going to see some changes. I think that we're going to see the legacy stores deciding what they can do and what they can't do and what they're good at and how they're going to continue to compete.
You mentioned the online shopping piece of this and some of the challenges it faces, but this is something that a lot of people want, right?
It is. I think that we are really driven by convenience, and right now it's not costing us more. I think that what will shake down is when we actually have to pay for this.
And there is, beyond just the legacy stores doing delivery, there are other options there as well, correct?
We are ordering Blue Apron and Sun Market and various meals delivered straight to our homes, where everything is prepackaged and already measured out with a nice recipe card that we can put together a lovely meal. There are all kinds of options, including calling your favorite fast food restaurant and having them deliver.
So how about smaller specialty stores or independent grocers? Is there still room for them? And what do they offer that maybe the bigger stores can't?
I think that they're really in the sweet spot, because they're not trying to be all things to all people. So if you're a very healthy-oriented person, and consumers are increasingly thinking of food as medicine, and you have organic produce, you've got sugar-free, nitrate-free bacon, and you're focused on those kinds of products, that people who are interested in that are going to support you in that. I think that there are a lot of specialty stores that have things like very high-end cheeses, that they will have a place in the market.
Ultimately, what's the bottom line, do you think, for consumers, the ones that you talk to? How do they prioritize where they're going to spend their money on groceries and food?
First of all, price is still very important, and quality is important. They want a shopping experience that is pleasant, with a clean, cheerful store, with people to help you when you need it, and that they want foods that are fresh and beautiful and delicious.
Thanks to contributor Eileen Dalabrida for joining us on The Green this week. And a reminder, her piece on the grocery landscape in Delaware is online right now at DelawarePublic.org. And stay with us. When The Green returns, we have an extended sit-down with Senator Tom Carper. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.